Maybe this juvenile was killed by a member of its own family.
The tooth design of Tyrannosaurus rex is very distinctive and therefore leaves very distinctive marks on the bones. Had this juvenile been attacked and killed by another rex, then we would have no doubt because there would have been little of the skeleton remaining, but more importantly, they would have had these huge round holes punched through the bones. In my opinion, a T-Rex did not kill this baby.
The powerful jaws and teeth of Tyrannosaurus rex were capable of cracking any bone. But the lack of bite marks in the juvenile's skeleton meant only one thing. Another Tyrannosaurus was not responsible for this attack. These dinosaurs had few, if any, rivals. With two protective parents in the family, few creatures would dare to attack their young. But something killed this young Tyrannosaur. New evidence would expose the identity of the killer. Buried deep in the ground for millions of years, the story of a lethal dinosaur attack begins to unfold in South Dakota. The discovery of a juvenile Tyrannosaurus rex with numerous broken and missing bones initially led dinosaur researchers to believe two T-Rexes had fought. The volatile climate in the South Dakota Badlands demanded that the bones of the juvenile T-Rex be shipped to a lab for study. The bones were covered with layers of plaster to protect them in the move.
I have to worry about changes in the weather, for example. So we have to get the specimens out of the ground as fast as possible and back into the laboratory. We'll cover the top with plaster and burlap. And basically that's just a jacket or some kind of a container to hold everything together.
When they opened one of the plaster jackets, experts were given their first close-up look at a vital clue from the scene. The attacker's teeth. Closer inspection led to the identity of the suspect, Nanotyrannus, a smaller, stealthier version of Tyrannosaurus rex.